We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some donkey today just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for it.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it? I'm a donkey. Say it again, Charlamagne. I'm a
donkey. Yes, you are a donkey. I'll show you how
to act a donkey. Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 7th. Today's the 7th, right? Yes, Thursday, March 7th. Goes to St. Louis news station, KMOV, and one of their anchors, Corey Stark. Now, I'm going to give this man Donkey of the Day for what he did, okay? Because to be making this mistake in 2024 is insanity. But we're going to have a family discussion, too, because I'm sick of you hypocritical, contradicting-ass colored folks not being consistent, all right? We have to be the change we want to see in the world, and I'm going to get to that in 1 second. Now, KMOV has been forced to issue an apology. Corey Stark has been forced to issue an apology after he said this.
American dream, but tonight, colored homeowners are sounding the alarm when it comes to undervalued home appraisals.
Play it one more time, Red.
American dream, but tonight, colored homeowners are sounding the alarm when it comes to undervalued home appraisals.
Okay, Corey said tonight, colored homeowners are sounding the alarm when it comes to undervalued home appraisals. And the coloreds lost their minds about it. Now, first of all, the fact that the word colored is distracting from the actual point of the story Corey was trying to tell is hilarious to me, okay? And the story he was trying to tell is that black people were sounding the alarm on undervalued home appraisals, okay? The impact of racial bias on home appraisals is something that needs to be discussed and amplified, but folks aren't talking about that right now because they're too busy being upset over the use of the word colored. This is us distracting us, okay? We complain about our issues not being spoken about in the media, but when they are, we have found a way to deflect to something else. Now, like I said, KMOV and Corey Stark are getting the biggest hee-haw because this is just a stupid mistake to make in 2024. All right, we have seen enough examples of white people using the word colored to know this wasn't going to end well. Whoever put that in the prompter is an idiot. Corey Stark repeating it is an idiot. All right, Corey said the word should have never come out of his mouth, and he blamed it on a change to the teleprompter. He said the phrase initially was homeowners of color, but it was later changed. Now, the National Association of Black Journalists said they were appalled and disappointed by its use. They released a statement where they said colored is an offensive term due to its usage during segregation in the U.S. and the Jim Crow era. It has fallen out of use due to its negative connotation. Remember that line, okay? The term colored has fallen out of use due to its negative connotation. The NABJ continued by saying it is upsetting that such a slur would make it to the air. The term is outdated, offensive, and racist. I need us to remember all of this language, all of this rhetoric, okay? Mm-hmm. The NJAB said KMOV are, the NJAB said they are concerned that KMOV, that nobody in the newsroom caught this error, and they question their editorial process when it comes to cultural awareness. Yes, because St. Louis is 43% black, and the city is no stranger to racial strife. We would hope KMOV would be more sensitive to how it covers the black community. I agree with all of that. Okay, other communities don't let people play with them when it comes to racial slurs, and we shouldn't let people play with us either. Now, Corey Stark did issue an apology. He said, KMOV is meeting with community members as we strive to do better every day. The word should have never come out of my mouth, and it does not reflect who I am or what First Alert for represents, end quote. Now, this is where it gets a little confusing for me. You know I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger, so bear with me. Mm-hmm. I'm always open to learning, so school me if I'm wrong here. But John Bowman, who is the St. Louis County President for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, says he contacted KMOV right after the broadcast because the word colored is triggering for the black community. The president for the NAACP of St. Louis, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, says the word colored is triggering for the black community. Nobody gonna say nothing with me.
Strange.
I've said this before. Yeah. Okay, I've said this before. But if the National Association of Black Journalists says colored is an offensive term due to its usage during segregation in the U.S. in the Jim Crow era, and they said it's fallen out of use due to its negative connotation, and they said it's outdated, offensive, and racist, with all that said, don't you think it's time for the NAACP to make a name change?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep. Absolutely.
Imagine the president of the NAACP in St. Louis making a call to KMOV saying, hello, this is John Bowman from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and I think the word colored is triggering for the black community.
Lord, that sounds stupid.
I know sometimes these crackers just want to be like, nigga, please. Okay, all right. I agree with everything the NABJ said about the word colored. I agree with what John Bowman said about the word colored. But I also think we look like devil damn fools saying we are offended by this word when the NAACP is right there using the word. So how is Corey Stark or any other supposed to say the full name of the NAACP? The National Association for the Advancement of C-Word People?
Huh? Mm.
Like, what are we doing? Okay? Black people, shouldn't we practice what we preach? I'm one of those people who believe whatever I demand from you, I must first demand to myself. So I'm going to need you coloreds to figure this out.
Oh, my God.
Okay? At least before next Black History Month, all right? Because when you don't practice what you preach, all I can hear is hypocrisy. Please let Chelsea Handler give KMOV and Corey Stark the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
All right, now. Won't you coloreds be on social media arguing with me? Y'all talk amongst yourselves and figure that out.
That is crazy. Okay. How you gonna give somebody donkey to die?
Mm-hmm.
Or coloring it up, and mm-hmm. then you calling us coloreds?
Because I have donated to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
And that's crazy, because I feel like trash, because I was nominated for an NAACP. Well, two of them. Mm-hmm.
That's good. For the BMF film, right?
I ain't going to bed until they change it. They gotta change it. I'm not colored.
Jesus Christ.
But it does. They should change it,
no,
right?
You
it's
very are confusing. Certainly right.
It's very confusing.
You I can see how the guy calls me. Yeah, you call him like, yes, yeah, the band's colored people. You're like,
yeah.
I'm offended by the word colored, but you're calling from the national. National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? Hey, come on, y'all.
No,
hey, come on
totally
now. Let's
use
some
correct.
Common sense here, guys. Mm. Come on now.
NABJ, but you know, that's how people feel about the N-word, too, though. You know that.
Yeah.
Ain't no organizations with the N-word in them, okay?
Well, yeah.
All right, ain't no organizations.
They say, how can people be upset with people?
Ain't no organizations.
And
that's all slang and slurs.
It's
all slang and slurs. And I'm not saying they're wrong either. I'm just saying that the difference between slang and slurs and having an organization called the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. I agree with everything that they said about the word, being offensive due to its usage during segregation in the U.S. and the Jim Crow Pharaoh era, and the NABJ said it's fallen out of use due to its negative connotation. They said it's outdated, offensive, and racist. If yeah. the president of the NAACP in St. Louis says the word is triggering mm-hmm. and offensive, mm-hmm. then somebody mm-hmm. needs to change the name of the NAACP.
And I do feel like, okay, so I get what you're saying, Envy, but mm-hmm. I don't think that that's a good metaphor. I mean, a good...
We know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. But example, no, we'll yeah. say what I mean. Thank you. A good example. Uh-huh. I think like the football team, like the Washington Redskins, okay, they had to change that. They that's are right. now the Washington Commanders.
That's right.
I think that's kind of like what that is. And absolutely. I do agree they had to change that absolutely. Name.
But there's no other group of people that use a slur as a term of endearment, though. You mm-hmm. never see a bunch of white people like, hey, what's up, my crack? Like, you don't see that. Do you? Okay, maybe
sometimes okay. they be doing
but
that.
But that's slang and slurs.
Yeah,
we're talking
slang
about
and slurs,
a
yeah.
real organization
right.
that has existed for years.
Yeah. Now, if it's a hard ER.
Colored?
Now, no.
What
you mean? Oh, my God.
You know what? I know what you mean.
Thank you.
Colored? No, she didn't.
Oh, okay.
Like trigger, but.
Yeah, got you.
You know what? Mm-hmm. When we come back, so Donnell Rawlings will be joining us. Thank you for that dunk of the day,
slow,
sir.
Just like a colored. It's just dumb. He's just dumb. I'm a colored. Ain't nobody saying color. What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Donnell Rawlings, comedian. When we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.